Blog Talk Radio.
I can't stand a man with a 10-inch cock.
Right. I like it.
Hey, stop.
I can't
stand a
man with a
10-inch cock.
Don't mind it. It felt so
great.
Don't mean it.
Another faggot son of a bitch.
Tonight. I can't
stand a man with a
edition of the Drunk Cast. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I think I'm joined by my co-host, the Peach Machine. What's going on, faggot?
Hey, fat ass. I'm calling you all the way from the fucking miserable island of Guam. It is rainy as shit here. What's up, man?
Well, it might be raining, but I'm sure it's not like in the very low 30s like it is here and raining.
No way. Is it really? That sucks. No, it's 82. It's 82 every single day here. It's just fucking Groundhog's Day. But, dude, yeah, man. When I was, for those of you who don't know, I was in San Antonio the last week, and I was considering moving there until I realized it gets cold as shit there. Fuck that place.
Yeah, but it only gets cold as shit here, like, so many days out of the year. Like, as soon as you left, it got back up to the fucking 80s and 90s. It was, like, hot, like, the last 4 or 5 days. And then this morning, a little Arctic front blew in, which I love the cold. So I was driving wherever I went, I didn't have a jacket, windbreaker, just me and my shirtless sleeves, T-shirts. And I was enjoying freezing my ass off today. Now, if it gets a little
colder, your extra 450 pounds keeps you warm.
Yeah, yeah, so... Yeah, I'm enjoying the cold. And then plus, I sleep better in the winter. So it's like, I guess, you know, part of me wants to hibernate or something. So,
oh, I wonder why. Yeah, I wonder if your mom didn't mate with a bear.
Yeah.
So
I guess it's possible. Speaking of bears, the Spurs are actually right now playing the Memphis Grizzlies, and we are up by 12 points.
All right. They were the number one in whatever conference they're in when we went to the game. Yeah, man. I'll just mention that last week when I made a visit to Ed in San Antonio, in the actual home of Ed in San Antonio, and we went and saw a Spurs game, and I got to see my long-lost brother, Manu Ginobili, draining threes. It was a good time. Was had by all. And Ed... Were you happy that I was able to pay for your ticket?
Oh yeah, anytime I get something for free, that's fine. Actually, I'm happy your wife paid for my ticket. That was awesome.
Hey, I swiped the credit card myself.
Okay,
I
guess that counts as 2%.
All right, good. Well, we were glad to hang out, and we had a fun time. And what else did we do? We went to the Spurs game. Oh, we went up the fucking, what's the Space Needle called there?
The Tower of the Americans.
Yeah, the Towers of the America. That was a cool place. Man, I did not realize how big San Antonio was. There's like, what'd you say it was, like the seventh largest city in America?
Yeah, it's supposedly. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, it's been, this is what I heard like years and years ago, so I don't know if anyone's outgrown us. But yeah, we're like the seventh largest city in the nation. It's just that because of Austin, I guess that kind of cuts our TV market down. So we actually have a very small, we have a small TV market, but we're actually one of the largest cities in the nation. And it's also like, as far as big cities, it's probably the cheapest of all the big cities to live in.
Yeah, I was noticing that as we were, so we were there for, I was there for about 6 days, I think, and we had a rental car driving around. Gas was cheap as fuck. It's $4.50 here on this place, and
holy
it was like
shit.
$2.80 there. Yeah, it's well, and that's a prorated price. So military bases, we get like a middle of the road price. So that means it's off base. It's like $5.50. So,
oh damn, dude, that would suck.
Yeah,
I'd
so
have to put the paper out if it got that fucking high here.
Yeah, you're losing money just by driving around. Speaking of which, how do I sound? Is my because I'm driving right now. Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you sound better than you have pretty much almost all the other times you've been on the show.
All right, good. I've just got lucky, I guess. Ed called me fucking because he doesn't understand time zones. Called me at 7:45 a.m. on a Saturday morning, and I was of course sleeping and. I'm just like, what the fuck could you possibly want? I'm going to kill you. And I know you just wanted me to tweet you those photos of you and Evan Bourne. And so he asked me to do the show, and we did some quick math. And it's noon here, and as I was explaining to you when I was at your house, the reason I stopped doing my show is because the only fucking airtime I could get on Blog Talk was at 3 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. And it's too goddamn beautiful here to be doing radio shows.
Yeah, plus you also, you know, you're too cheap to pay for the premium. Luckily, we have Couture to do that.
Yeah, well, that's
but
true.
Yeah, I mean, today almost was a disaster.
Podcast.
Today was almost a disaster because I had, for the longest time, been trying to get Court Bauer on the show, and he just has a weird schedule, so the only time he could do it would be at 5 o'clock his time, New York time. So I was cool with that, but Craig is off on some father and son thing, probably some Christian thing, and Couture had to work, so he couldn't do it so early, so I was like, all right, well, just take the night off, Couture. And I'll just do court myself because it was either now or it might be a long time before we can get him just because of the way everything worked with everybody. So he was like, okay. So then I had court. So then about an hour before the show, something came up where court just he didn't pull a Gabe. He actually let me know that he couldn't do the show. So I was like, oh fuck. So I texted Couture. I'm like, can you still do the show? And he said he had something he couldn't get out of. I think basically he was telling me, fuck you for not letting me do the show this week.
Yeah. Or you just had to, you know, masturbate to you jizz three times.
Yeah.
Happened? Were you going to record the show with Court Bauer, or you were just going to change the starting time? How does that work?
I was just changing the starting time because we can pretty much do it whenever we want, so... I was just going to do it for my time, and then I saw the email like about 45 before. So actually, I think I saw it less than that, but I was like, well, I still had time to. Actually, I totally even forgot to cancel it. I guess it was waiting for me to start it for like 20 minutes before I deleted it. But yeah. So that felt.
Well, I've been playing around with trying to, because I hate the time that I'm given. It's just 3 o'clock in the afternoon just doesn't fucking work for me on a Saturday very often. And so I was playing around with recording them, and I was trying to play around with the Skype voice recorder, and I did a couple, and they just sound like shit. So that's why I sort of abandoned the podcast ship, for at least for now while I'm here. So, yeah, have you ever recorded any and just done it like that?
I've recorded some. Actually, yeah, I went to the Atlanta WrestleMania and I took Barb's voice recorder and recorded stuff on that. and Stevie J put that on the he put it on his like hard drive, and then he like uploaded it. So it was like a Angry Mark's only show, but that was pretty much
so
like the only time
it did
that
not play. It was not on. It did not play during your regular segment, though. So that's what I thought maybe you could like record the Kurt Bauer thing and then have it play at your usual time.
Well, he kind of suggested like another day. So I mean, if worst comes to worst, I might schedule a show with Bauer, and as soon as it's over, have Stevie or someone like MP3 it and then delete it, and then you can upload the MP3 to like the next show, and you can do a show and then do the then play the interview.
Well, listen. Okay, so Kurt Bauer is not going to be on the show. But I've heard Court interviewed. Just ask me the questions you're going to ask Court. I pretty much got it.
I seriously doubt that. But
go ahead. No, let's just try. Hey, Ed. Hey, it's Court. Hey. Thanks for having me on the show today. I might sound a little blurry here or rough here.
Maybe.
I got Conan's balls in my mouth. I love Conan. Conan's taint. I'll lick it all day. I'll toss the salad. Okay, you're going to ask a question?
Actually, I hadn't even thought of any questions for Court. I was actually about to start looking.
Oh, brilliant.
Researching stuff.
Brilliant. Oh,
before,
got
you know. Yeah.
Okay, well, other than Conan's cock, what's he an expert on?
He was good friends with Gary Hart, so, you know, it would have been a lot of world-class Gary Hart discussion.
Oh, Gary Hart, yeah, I know him. He used to give me a reach-around back in the when we were booking for MLW, and, I'd be sucking off Conan and then giving Gary Hart a reach-around. Then I worked for Vince McMahon one time, and he tried to drive me up the side of the road. That's him, right? That's Court?
Yeah, that's Court. Yeah,
he used to be a
writer
for WWE.
Yeah, he was a writer for WWE for a while, and he also, besides that, he also had to. He was in. They were having like a writers' meeting, and during the meeting, all the guys in the meeting or whatever started talking about the first time they bladed, like Dusty Rhodes, Michael Hayes, a few other people. So apparently, when Court was doing MLW, he bladed in an angle. Because you know how the promoter has to get himself on the show.
Right,
so
right.
He told that story, right? So he told that story. Everybody kind of, they all laughed. They're all joking around. Everyone's having a good time. Meeting ends. Everyone leaves. Stephanie's like, Court, get your ass in my office. And then she's like, who the fuck do you think you are telling that story? You're being very disrespectful to everyone in there. And I demand that you go and apologize to everyone in there for telling your story. So he had to go to Dusty Rhodes, Michael Hayes, and all these people and apologize for telling the story about him blading on his show.
What does
everyone
that have to do with anything? It's just
Stephanie being crazy, you know, huh? So
hold on a second. I got to go through
Yeah, and everyone he apologized to is like, what the fuck? Well, you know what I mean? So
That story makes sense. I mean, Stephanie's crazy. Why would that disrespect anybody?
I have no idea. I guess it goes into the category as why would Vince try and run him off the road? I don't think they like the writers very much.
Well, yeah, that's such a weird dynamic. It's like, we want writers who don't know shit about the product. We want guys who are, they've written on soap operas and fucking Friends and... It's like, what are you doing? Your company's, like, I don't get it. I don't understand what WWE's doing. Why would you hire just a bunch? I guess they want to mold them themselves. They want them to be, you know, Hunter wants somebody that's just going to fucking do exactly what he says. And
but yeah, they want a bunch of fucking yes men who are going to kiss their ass and tell them their ideas are great. And that's why everything's... As far as storyline sucks, they did have one decent writer who was keeping it together. Like, he was going to quit, and then they asked him to stay to SummerSlam. So I remember enjoying all the Raws up until SummerSlam, and then after SummerSlam is where they kind of fell off the cliff when that guy left. And they're just, and then,
who
you
was
know,
it,
they
Freddie
just,
Prinze
Jr.? No, it wasn't Freddie Prinze Jr. I don't think he ever actually wrote anything. He was more of like a consultant thing or something. But yeah, you know, after that guy left, I mean, they've gone down to shit. I mean, the storylines are pretty much stupid, or, you know, it just, they're just coasting, really. I mean, hopefully they'll pick up now that it's getting close to WrestleMania season, but who knows?
Well, I'm not gonna lie to you. I haven't watched 1 ounce of wrestling except for the episode of Raw I saw at your house since WrestleMania last year, because I turned off my cable. I decided to stop paying for it. And what I saw of the product, I was less than thrilled with. I did enjoy. What Raw was that we saw? It was Punk and Bryan against the Shield, maybe in the main event or something?
Yeah, it was the one where it was like Punk and Bryan, and I guess they were against they were against the Shield, and the Wyatts came out, and the Wyatts and the Shield started strapping it on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, like, the Rhodes brothers ran in, and the Usos ran in. I'm sorry, but you're not going to make it very far in the WWE, or you're not going to make much money as the WWE when you got the fucking Usos as one of your top teams. I think they're fucking useless.
Yeah, I think they're mainly getting a push because of the Total Divas thing, since one of them gets a little FaceTime on Total Divas. Greatest TV show on Earth, by the way.
Yeah. You think it's better than Homeland?
It's much better than
Game of Thrones?
Well, maybe
I do enjoy
than Game of Thrones, because you don't get to see, there's no, you know, no one's getting,
yeah,
you don't,
no fucking.
Like, yeah, did you see South Park? Have you been watching South Park, by the way? Or no, because you don't have
no,
cable.
Man, I've been watching nothing.
All right, well, you need to get on your computer and go to southparkstudios.com, because the last two episodes have been based on Game of Thrones.
I've totally forgot about South Park Studios. You're right, I will do that.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like a combination of like Black Friday and Game of Thrones, and Cartman has his group, and they're all wanting to buy the Xbox, and then Stan and Kenny have their group, and they want to get PlayStation, and it's going to lead to a big war outside of the mall before all Black Friday. And Stan's dad became a member of the mall security and hopes to cut in line on Black Friday, but basically he's like Jon Snow, and they're the men on the, what the fuck is that thing, the fucking mountain, or
the wall.
Yeah, the men of the wall or whatever, and it's funny because they keep showing all the customers, they're like the zombies, and they're ready to, you know, attack on Black Friday, and they all keep saying, all the security guards, everyone keeps saying, winter is coming.
So is it building up to a third part?
Yeah, and they said
I will check that out.
Yeah, and then it's funny because Butters is all like they told Butters to watch Game of Thrones, so he watched it. But all he can think about, he's obsessed with all the limp dicks that come out on the show.
There are quite a few limp cocks.
He goes to the writers' house to like complain or like learn like some secrets or whatever, and the guy's in there and he's got like a, what do you call those fucking, like a not a symphony, but like where it's all a bunch of people singing and shit,
a musical,
like it, well, he's got a bunch of people singing,
choir?
And you know the intro for Games of Thrones, they're doing you know, this one, instead of like, you know, Games of Thrones is just the music, this one they're saying wiener wiener wiener. I fucking explained it like shit right there, but it's actually fucking hilarious.
Well, that I will definitely check that out when I get home today. I take it from that you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I remember you brought that up to me like a long time ago, so I finally watched it. Not funny, but we have this one manager at the warehouse, at the paper warehouse where I pick up the newspapers. She was always asking me if I watched it and stuff, and kind of like was almost forcing me to watch it. So I finally watched it and stuff. Sadly, this lady who was only like 37, she was a little overweight, but she wasn't like fat or anything. And she was like the best boss we ever had. She ran that warehouse like a champ. I mean, everything was fucking awesome. No problems, no hassles, no nothing. She went on vacation, and then the day she was supposed to come back, she didn't show up, and they had someone go check on her, and she died of a massive heart attack.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Only at 37?
Yeah, 37. I mean, she was a few pounds overweight, but I mean, she was Hispanic.
Oh, yeah, well, that's weird. Yeah. Usually women don't die of heart attacks. Men die of heart attacks.
Yeah, well, yeah, she died. I mean, 37, that's fucking...
Are you
like
sure?
4 years younger than me.
That sounds like drugs. That sounds like drugs. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure it was a heart attack.
Nothing
I know. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't knew if she was.
Yeah, but no, I mean, pot doesn't kill you. I mean, was she smoking fucking crack or meth or something?
I don't think so.
I don't know. That sounds like pills. Are we sure she wasn't into pills? Anyway.
That I couldn't say, but I don't think so.
Well, anyway. So, hey, speaking of weed, they're bringing it up in Guam to legalize marijuana, and it's getting fucking rejected. Do you know why it's getting rejected?
Why is it getting rejected?
Because people are too stupid to vote on it, and the only people that fucking go out to vote are the old people, and the old people don't like drugs. And so this island, which could be full of marijuana plants and making a ton of money selling it because they're going to go totally legal with it, instead, we got all these fucking criminals locked up for drug charges that are retarded, and the dumb young kids won't go out and vote because they're too stupid. Anyway, I'm sorry. That was a tangent that didn't mean anything. Anyway, I'll get back to sucking Conan's cock.
Who else you got coming up on the show?
No one really. Not within the next couple of weeks. I got to, I send out a few emails or stuff. But, yeah, as far as any, like, guest book, no one really.
Well, I was working on I'm trying not to reveal it, but you're going to be getting a card soon. You're going to be getting something in the mail soon. So look out for that, and you can display it on the air if you enjoy it.
If it's another picture like last year's Christmas present, where you send me a picture of Rodney shitting on me, I am not putting that on the internet.
No, it's far more classy than that.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of guests, I mean, since you ain't got nothing to do in Guam, you could feel free to become our guest booker.
I'm sorry, you broke up. What?
I said, since you have nothing to do in Guam, you could, become our guest booker and get to work booking us some guests. Like, I know this one recently released WWE guy you could probably get for us.
Oh, man, would that be Cassius Ohno that you're referring to?
Maybe.
Oh, really? Well, was Cassius Ohno ever on with us?
No.
Really? That's weird.
No, he's never been on the show. We had Claudio
Hero's one
on.
Of those guys, I bet. Yeah, Claudio. And really? We didn't get Hero? Because, I mean, I've known Hero since 99 or... He moved into my room in Tampa when he moved to Florida, and I moved to Guam. He moved into my fucking room. I mean, yeah.
You're forgetting about the couple weeks where you guys had to share a bed together.
Well, that wasn't. We didn't have to. That was a choice. Choices
that
were made.
Okay. Well, then that's different. That's different. Does he blame you for him being let go because they didn't think he was in the best shape? Team Viggity failed.
No, he's not blaming. Team Viggity doesn't fail anyone. People fail Team Viggity. That's all there's to it. No, man, he wasn't. People are just dealt a genetic hand, and you're just not going to change your genetics beyond maybe 20-30% of your natural setting point. You're just not. And he's in good shape. He's cardiovascular fit. He's strong. He's just got a pooch, man, and it's unfortunate that that's his body shape. And
I saw a little bit of the NXT today that just came out, and he's still on it. And He looks in, I mean, he really does look in decent shape. He just doesn't look like Dolph Ziggler, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And no one, I mean, it's, Dolph Ziggler is a very rare body type. Even as lean as I can get, my abs are never going to look like Dolph Ziggler's or Evan Bourne. They're just not. I'm just not the way I'm structurally built. And Chris Hero, you know, he used to be a chubby little fuck. I mean, back in the day, he was probably, you know, pushing 240. He's made a great transformation. I don't know if you remember him back from the ROH. He's down a lot of weight, man. He's in great shape physically. And I look at the Raw roster up and down. I mean, fuck, does Michael McGillicuddy have abs? No, you know. Does fucking, what's his name with the greasy, Dean Ambrose have abs? No, it's just, Hero was fucked for other reasons than his physique. They just used the physique to get him out. I mean, I don't know what specifically, but I don't think people liked him. And that's unfortunate because he's a great guy. He's a really nice guy. He's a good friend. And, you know, it's just weird shit down there, man. You know, everyone describes NXT as just fucking a Nazi regime, you know, that you never know what's going to be said. You never know what's going to change. Rules change. New policies just show up. It's just fucking weird. And you piss one person off. And I don't know if you did or not. I'm just speculating. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we can't get him on, and you can ask him yourself.
I think Hunter didn't like him because I think he thought people might look at him, and if they saw Cassius Ohno, they'd get in their head. That's what Hunter would look like if he wasn't on the roids.
Well, they fucking handicapped him with a horrible name first. Cassius Ohno. I mean, hey, let's take two Olympians from another era, one from another era, and one who's a fucking speed skater, and put them together. Like, that's terrible. They got the names they come up with down there are just hacky as shit. Chris Hero is a great name. I don't know. Claudio Castagnoli is a great name. Who's the biggest star? John Cena. That's his real name.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a chance that Claudio could actually go back to using his real name, because there's like a thing where, like, John Cena put him over big time in Europe and was referring to him as Claudio and not Antonio. But Antonio Cesaro is a decent name. Yeah,
Cassius Ohno, I mean, that sucks. I get what, you know, they're fucking NXT loves to be super clever. You know, I listened to Brian talk about the NXT shows, and he was talking about, who was the chick's name? Emma. They got a bunch of puns on the word Emma, Emolution or something, and
yeah,
another
guy,
a bunch of puns Emma-mania. On Bull maybe or something. Yeah, it's just like they think they're really fucking clever, and clever is hacky, and puns are hacky. It's just laziness, and nobody buys into that sort of shit. They buy into reality.
I do love the Bailey gimmick.
I don't know what it is. Describe it to me.
She's just a mark. She's a mark for everybody, and she wants to be everybody's friend and hug everybody, and she just has this smile that it just, like, it works. Like, she's just like, you know. Just,
right, I get it. But why would she then have chosen a career as a professional wrestler?
Because she loves professional wrestlers, I guess.
So they're saying that this girl, we signed her to a contract because she's a huge fan. I mean, then fucking sign me to the St. Louis Cardinals. You know what I mean? That's stupid.
Yeah. Well, at least, you know, with her, you can look at her. With you, you would just be sitting on the bench where no one could see you. It'd be, you know.
Yeah. So is that the one that has all the plays on words? Emma Bailey or something?
No, Emma's the one that Lance Storm trained. She just kind of does like a wacky dance, which I always heard everyone talk about this wacky dance, and then when I finally saw it, it really wasn't that wacky. But
I love dance. I love wacky dancing gimmicks, but I don't think hugging is a good gimmick. I don't know.
I thought it was awesome.
You don't need a goddamn gimmick for everybody. How about professional wrestlers wrestle because they want to win a wrestling match because they're wrestlers? I mean, I was just coaching. I'm the wrestling coach for a high school here in Guam, and We didn't have any storylines, but
you say high school. Believe me, there's actually more than one high school in Guam.
Yeah, there's like 30 schools here, and there's a bunch of private high. There's like I think there's 30 high schools, and like 10 of them have wrestling teams. So, and we've got a boys and a girls wrestling team. I mean, the girls team is much smaller, but they go out there and wrestle, and people want to see who wins and loses, and they cheer and they support who they want to see win and lose. Not because in the backstage area, fucking one of my 132-pounders spilled water on their 132-pounder and they got into it. It's dumb. Or not, one of them didn't go out there and hug. They went out there and tried to wrestle because they wanted to win. I don't know. There needs to be more of that, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure Ryan Ash was a serious wrestler back in the day.
Well, understood. I was very much comedy, but I don't know. I just don't think I think if everyone has a gimmick, then no one has a gimmick. Does that make sense?
Not really, but you know, I'm used to it coming from you. Excuse me. So what have you been up to since you've been back to Guam besides not sending me those pictures yet?
I fucking did send you those pictures.
No, you didn't. I haven't gotten a text from them.
Bullshit. I saw that it went. I'll resend them. Resend them as soon as we're done with this. I saw one that you put up on fucking on one of the threads.
No, that was the one your wife took on with my camera, like, the first night, the night of the Spurs game, when we went to that little Mexican restaurant bar thing.
Oh, yeah,
after the game.
Yeah.
That place is pretty cool.
Dude, that was
the pool
a cool
is
place.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of cool places down there. That sports bar was super cool. I mean, that place had like 70 TVs. We saw Rampage knock out Joey Beltran.
Yeah, and some little hot little Mexican chick trying to pick you up. That was actually pretty funny.
She was drunk as fuck. Yeah, and she,
what's
I don't think
fun,
she was trying
though,
to pick me up.
What's funny, though? Well, what's funny is when I first got there, because I got there a little later than you, basically the conversation, okay, we're in this little bar. It's kind of like a, what do you call it? Not a square, but the thing that's like a square. So anyway, we're at one end, and we're watching this one TV that's facing outside, and it's right where they kind of put some railings so you can actually kind of go outside with your drink and smoke a cigarette and still technically be part of the nightclub. So
yeah,
there's like two couples. There's a couple sitting down, and then there's this chick and some dude, and they're standing there, and the first conversation or topic was basically a discussion of whether they're a couple or if that's just the dude and, you know, his so-called friend or whatever. And then, you know, it leads to her basically begging for either you or Evan to basically call her later that night. You know, I'm sure she meant me too, but, you know, she was, I think she probably had you like you guys one, two, and then me like a distant fifth.
She put you at numbers 3, 4, and 5.
Right. But
she was so drunk. I don't think she could even see. She was fucking hammered. But I think as it would have turned out, she gave the number to the third person who was with us and not you or me. So that answers
the
question.
Well, actually, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one because it was on – okay, basically, Peach drew a picture of this alien with tentacles and buggy eyes doing – you actually drew a picture of the chick. Not the greatest thing in the world, but you drew a picture of the chick basically bent over and this alien is basically fucking her. So Evan showed her the picture, and she immediately wrote her phone number and then with the line going and pointing at her. So.
Ah.
But, you know, somebody had to go back home to his wife, missed out, so his buddy probably picked up the slack for him.
I don't think he did. I'm pretty sure he let that one go. He cut bait on that one, which is probably a good decision.
Oh, he could have gave me the number, and I would have called then.
Well, whatever. I'm sure you could go back to that bar any night that the Washington Capitals are playing because that was her gay friend. That was the reason they were there, was because he wanted to see the Capitals play and whatever.
So that's what the deal was. It was like her gay buddy, because I would have been like pissed if that was me out there hanging with some chick and she's more busy talking to two other people at another table than the person next to her.
Well, when we first sat down, they were sitting there, and I looked across at Bourne and I said, "Those two are not together, and she is not down to fuck." And that was my prediction, and it was based on what she was wearing.
Right.
She was wearing jeans. I was half right. I did not realize. But I don't know if he was gay or not. Bourne thought he was gay, and he's probably got a better gaydar than I do, even though you think I'm gay. He's far prettier than I am. But he thought he was his gay. They were gay buddies, and so that's why they were together. And my theory, I still stand by my theory, that if you're a chick and you've got your hair up, you've got flat-soled shoes on, and jeans down to fuck. One of those three things in place, maybe. Two, meh. Three, definitely not.
I don't know. I actually asked Barbara about your theory, and she disagreed with it. She said chicks are usually down to fuck no matter what.
No, she's so wrong. I mean, maybe she's speaking for herself and her Latina sisterhood, but white women, if they're wearing jeans. Now, granted, now jeans are a little bit sketchy nowadays because they can be super tight and you can see their twat through them. So maybe those super tight jeans might be something else. But normally, do you remember when girls would wear those skirts that were like, this was maybe like 5 years ago, that were super tight around the waist, like high, high waist, and they were like sundresses. Do you remember that fad?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so we'd go out, you know, 2007, 8, in St. Louis, and you'd see a group of girls, and there'd be four girls. All four of them are wearing those sundresses. Three of them, that's it. The fourth one, sundress and jeans. And you'd be like, all right, sundress and jeans, rule her out. The other two are ugly, so now you know which one you're going for. It was really that simple. But I guess times have changed. Times have changed, and I'm an old man now.
So who was the one that, I guess you were talking about Jen, Julie, and two other chicks.
No, I'm talking about just randoms, like just how to read a group of random girls. No. Julie was down to fuck one guy, and that was a booty call that she'd always make it two a.m. to one of my roommates, and inevitably the next day it'd be like noon. We're all kind of stumbling out of our room, and it'd be like, "Nah, Nick's still in his room," and then you'd hear Julie cough. You're like, oh, yeah, there you go, that's why Nick's still in bed.
Now, by Kev, you're talking about the bird, I'm assuming, right? Hey, are you there? Oh, shit. Well, it appears we have lost the peach machine. He has dropped off the switchboard, so hopefully he will call back pretty soon. The dumb loser that he is, and I can't call him back because the number he called me from was all ones, and we get that a lot from it. I don't know if it's Skype or a computer line or what the fuck, but it appears he is back, so let me put him back on the air. What happened? You pushed the wrong button like a dumbass?
I pushed nothing. I just have a horrible cell provider here in Guam. By the way, I've been here for 2.5 years, and since day one, I offered a free round-trip ticket for any one of my friends, including you, you fat fuck, to come over here, and I would have paid for it. That offer is now expired because I spent all of my miles to go back to San Antonio. So you all missed an opportunity to come hang out in a crazy tropical island where it never gets above 90 or below 80, and there's tons of hot chicks, tons of nightlife, tons of fun things to do. And it's just a crazy, weird tropical island. So fuck all of you. Brian going to Hawaii twice for 2 weeks.
How about I go between Christmas and New Year's and you just pay for it out of your own pocket?
Well, that would have been a good plan if you would have told me that 2 months ago. But between Christmas and New Year's, I will be in Thailand, Vietnam, and then Singapore. And the trip is ending Singapore January 4th, and we're going to be watching the UFC live in Singapore.
Mm-hmm. Now, why are you going to Vietnam and the other places?
Just to fucking go, man, because there's lots of crazy-ass places in this world, and I want to go experience them.
Like, where places where you could get kidnapped and killed just for being whitey.
No, they don't kidnap you over here in the Southeast. They kidnap you in South America. That's where they extract the money from. Yeah, they might kidnap you in Africa and shit like that, but in Europe, too. They don't give a shit about whitey over here. They'll capture and kill their own people all the time, though.
Mm-hmm. So is this like...
Yeah, man, if you could have got your shit together, you never got your shit together. In 2.5 years, you could have been over here kicking it, getting tan on the beach, getting blown. I mean, girls just blow everyone. They just blowing.
See, I know now. That's why now I've kind of changed my tune and actually want to go now.
Oh, I'm kidding. I mean, you love Asian chicks, too. That's your thing.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Have you changed your thing?
No, I'm still into Asian chicks.
Yeah, dude, Japanese women. I take you down to the beach. There's 5 weddings going on. There's just 5. Like every Saturday and Sunday, there's a dozen wedding parties on the beach. And guess what? And they're all Japanese. And those Japanese women, they've traveled with a bunch of their fucking dumb Japanese girlfriends, and they're out on the town every weekend night. They're just down to bone. You could have been boning them.
Well, see, you never told me this part about the country the other times you talked about me going. See, this would have, like, totally changed everything.
Well, you can't pay for them. You got to actually pick them up.
I have a little game.
Well, actually, you can buy whores. If you go to the strip clubs here, you can buy yourself a juicy girl for the night. You can absolutely do that. They're not Japanese. They're, sort of the dirtier Southern Asians,
Filipinos, probably Filipinos.
Lots of Filipinos, but there's lots of Guam isn't just one island. There's like Chuuk and Yap and the America Samoa, and there's a bunch of islands around here. And those people who come from there, they come to Guam because it's sort of the mainland. It's sort of more, you know, industrialized, westernized, and they get, you know, hired, and they come over here, and the people who own the clubs, they steal their passports, and they fucking, basically, human trade them. There's lots of human trading going on.
Hmm.
Trafficking, well, not trading, human trafficking.
Oh, human trafficking.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know what human trading is. I'll give you 2 white people for 9 Asians.
Yeah, that's good odds, actually. Do they allow like the Mormons that get to marry multiple women? Like I could have like 5 Japanese bitches.
I mean, you, dude, in Japan they are open to do whatever. They're like so progressive. They've got places in Japan. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like this. Basically, it's like hand job hotel. Like people are so focused on their career and their business and making ends meet, and women don't want to have kids anymore, and dudes don't want to have wives anymore. They just go to these areas. I can't remember what it's called. But it's just like a row of, like, these hotels. You just go in, have a few drinks, and you just pay for a blowjob. You just pay for a handjob. You just pay to fuck. And that's it. It's just like, it's this one section of Japan, and I can't, goddamn, I'm trying to think of the name. They're down to do whatever. They're down to fucking let you take a shit on their face. They're down to let you inject that weird silicone shit into your brain and make a shape. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah, dude. It looks like they have like a tampon in their forehead.
Heart. Yeah, like a heart or something. They make it into like a weird. The Japanese people, I've said it a million times, they're just better people. We bombed the fuck out of them, and they started over, and they're like, all right, we're going to get this shit right this time.
Yeah, and they also have much better wrestling, too.
Yeah. Now, I will say that they are, I mean, it's crowded as shit over in Tokyo and stuff, but there's actually, back to your Mormon con, there's lots of Mormons in the Air Force, quite frankly, and They're very nice people, very nice. But I cannot talk to the Mormons. I just am like, the whole time it's like, you don't really believe that shit, do you? Like, I just want to be like, really? Come on, man. Like, all magic right, underwear? You wear magic underwear?
All right, who's dumber, the Mormons or the Scientologists?
I think the Mormons are because I think they really believe it. I think Scientologists, I don't think they really believe it. I think they're just like John Travolta, just looking for a little funny publicity or that's just a rumor. Who knows? So I'm saying the Mormons because they're actually, I mean, come on. John Smith found the second Bible in Missouri. Get out of here.
It could have happened, dude. There could have been an angel who got lost, you know, and made their drunken way to America and left the Bible here. That's possible.
Hey, Gabriel, get over here. Gabriel. Oh, hey, you dropped a tablet back there. Ah, fuck it. I'm fucking hammered. I've been drinking religious wine all day. I've been drinking the blood of Christ. I am fucking smashed.
Yeah, see, that's more believable than aliens, you know, us being aliens or whatever the Scientologists believe.
I don't know. I would say that actually aliens is probably more likely given just the staggering statistics about how many. Every star that you see is basically a sun and it has planets. Every possible star. We know there's like trillions of stars that we can see. So almost every one of them have planets. And so if we're foolish to think that we are the only people or the only living organisms. Now, I don't believe that the Scientologist shit is real at all. But I also don't believe God is real at all, so I'm more inclined to go with the aliens.
Uh-huh. Now, speaking of aliens, that kind of segues to another topic, to someone who thinks he's been abducted by aliens, and that is George St. Rushpierre. And did you get
George
to see the
Saint
fight?
George St. Rushpierre, huh? I was unaware Rush was a saint.
Or whatever. That's his nickname is Rush.
Yeah, but you said George St. Rushpierre.
Oh. Well, you know, I'm kind of stoned. Give me a break. I just missed it by one basement by one word.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you really like Geddy Lee? Maybe he's a saint. Do you know who that is?
Geddy Lee is the singer bassist for Rush.
Yes, all right.
I will choose free will.
Yeah, no, fuck, that's totally your era. You love that shit. Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, what about GSP?
Did you get to see the fight yet?
I did not see the fight. Nope. One of my biggest regret in life is I didn't go to see that fucking show. I should have.
I thought you were.
What did you score?
You were talking about it.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. It was gonna be real tough to get tickets, and while our buddy may have been able to swing them, it wasn't a sure thing, and he's told us that he's going to be able to swing them a couple times, and we've shown up and not, and then had to drop like 500 to get a ticket, and neither of us were really super into it, but I should have gone. Anyway,
the wife's like, I don't know if I want to pay 500 for you to go see a fight.
Right. Well, also, she had to be back. That would have put us delayed quite a bit, and we would have, I mean, as it was, we got into Guam like at midnight, or actually like 11 p.m. Sunday, and she had to be at work on Monday. So it would have been a real tough fly home. But anyway, what did you think? How'd you score it?
I had Hendricks winning, but in the fifth round, I kind of was in my head thinking, you know what? He's losing it, and it's his own fault. And that's basically what happened. I mean, it was you know, one had 2 and 4, one had 3 and 5, and it all came down to one, and one was close. And I can, as much as I wanted Hendricks to win, you know, it's not like I'm going to get upset about it because, I mean, I understand how the scoring, you know, works. And it wasn't the biggest robbery in the world because, like I say, it all came down to one round and one very close round. I mean, you know.
Well,
if
did you read the fight metric?
Yeah, I think Hendricks might have landed like one more punch or something, and that was it.
Right. So, where was the 10-10 round? For like, no one made the argument that round one should have been a 10-10 and the fight would have been a draw.
Yeah. I mean, that could have happened, too.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, I could have seen it being a draw, too. You know?
Well, the obvious next step here is, well, we got to change the scoring system because it looks like a robbery. It when one guy gets his face bashed in and has a ton of damage, people see that and they go, well, clearly this guy won the fight. But they've made it so that they've adapted these retarded boxing rules. What would you do to change the scoring system? I have a strategy I would like to implement, but I want to hear yours first. What would you do? We've had,
honestly,
you know, talk about the half point, maybe the pride scoring. What do you think?
Honestly, I really don't have a problem with the scoring. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I don't think it's that bad. I think usually the right person wins the majority of the times. It's just, you know, how you look at it. And it also doesn't help when you're like announcers basically, you know, totally one-sided, you know, like that. Like, I remember, like, a lot of people were outraged at the first Lyoto-Shogun fight.
And Rogan was
one
outraged.
Of them. I had Lyoto winning three rounds, you know. And basically, like, every time this is what happened. Every few seconds, Rogan would say, Shogun landing the kick. Well, every time Shogun landed a kick, Lyoto landed a punch. But Rogan was looking at the kicks, not the punch. So I mean, you know, I mean, it's
well,
just
you
all.
Well, you can't score. It's you can't. If you're listening to Joe Rogan fight to commentate, you're being swayed. I mean, I love Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everyone was swayed. That Hendricks beat the shit out of George St. Pierre for two rounds, but for two rounds, he just let George GSP win those rounds. I mean. If he would have gone in there and fought the fifth round like he fought the fourth round, he'd be the world champion. But instead, he didn't. He played it safe. And if you want to play it safe, if you're in football and you want to play the prevent defense, you usually get fucked over, and that's what happened.
Yeah, you're going to give up those 12 yard receptions. You might not give up the bomb, but you're going to give up the short yardage passes. All right, so here, what do you think about this? All right, do you agree with me or disagree with this statement? MMA, the sport of MMA, is designed to closely mimic a real fight. You agree?
Not really.
You don't agree?
I've never seen an umpalata in a real fight.
Of course you haven't in a real fight. No, because real fights aren't between mixed martial artists, between idiots. But if two mixed martial artists were on the street, you might see an umpalata, right?
Possibly.
Okay. So the point is, if you're trying to mimic as close to a real life fight situation, which is, I believe, is what they're trying, what the intent of MMA is to say, hey, let's see who the better man, let's see who the better fighter is, then I think the later rounds should be scored heavier, because if you're having a fight and it happens to last 15 minutes and the guy who was kicking your ass for three of the last 15, the last 3 minutes of the 15, he would have gone on to possibly finish that fight, but the time ran out. So what do you think, if it's a three-round fight, what if you score the first round 1 point, the second round 2 points, and the third round 3 points?
I think
and
that's
then just four
stupid.
And five.
That's so fucking stupid. Because
okay,
all you got
to
do is fight the third round, and you can win it all in the third round. I mean, that's stupid.
No. If you lost the first two, the best you could do was draw.
Uh-huh. I don't
right?
know. That sounds ludicrous to me. Are you impressed with the big word I used?
The ludicrous? Yeah, I'm very impressed. No, but I mean, think about it. If you're trying to, if me and you were fighting and you whooped my ass for 10 minutes, but I survived and then I was whooping your ass for the final five, don't you think I won the fight?
No, because I would have whooped your ass for double the time you whooped my ass.
So I double won.
I will agree with that. But I'm saying it's supposed to mimic a real fight, and theoretically, a real fight wouldn't end at 15 minutes. It'd end when it ended. And if I was whooping your ass at minute 14 and a half, I could have ostensibly extended that out to as long as it took to kill you.
No? No, I still don't think it's a good idea.
All right, fine. I tried. But I definitely think the half-point system is fucking stupid, and I think...
I don't even understand the half-point system.
Well, the half-point system is just the 10-point must system, except that rather than use 10-9, 10-8, 10-7, 10-6, 10-5, you go 10-9.5. That'd be the same as a 10-9. A 10-9 would now become a 10-8.
Then what's the fucking difference? I don't get it.
There is none. There is. I guess people would just feel, judges would feel better about giving a half-point differential than a whole-point differential. Just use more of the 10 points then.
Mm-hmm. See, what I would like, I would be fine just keeping the 10-9 and just having the scores shown after every round.
Oh, you like that idea. Okay, why?
Yeah. Because if you know you're going to fucking lose, you'd be more willing to fight. Because I've seen too many fights where the guy has to come out and finish in the third round, and he doesn't do anything. You know what I mean? Because his corner's probably
right.
Told him that, oh, it's close or it's even or you're winning. And people, I think a lot of people say it's negative because if they do that, if someone's won two rounds, they're going to close to the third round. But I think there'd be more, it'd actually be more the other way where people would actually be trying harder than to, you know, lay low.
Yeah,
and then you wouldn't have, like, what happened at this fight. Like, if fucking Hendricks knew that it was tied 2-2, I'm sure he would have fought a different fifth round. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah,
I think that.
I was good. Initially,
what?
Are you still there? Initially, I was against showing the round score, but I think you're right. I think it would be beneficial. What should happen is each judge has, you know, basically there's a video screen above the judge's head, and they put their score up there, and you can immediately see it. So at the end of each round, boom, boom, 10-9 over each judge's head. 10-9 GSP, 10-9 GSP, 10-9 Hendricks. Bing, and then some light on the scoreboard goes, one round, you know, score is this for whatever it is. Bing, yeah, I think that's good. I mean, fucking in football, they don't keep the score a fucking secret, right? They don't go, were you paying attention? Were you paying attention? you know.
Are you there? Uh-oh. He fell on the switchboard. Pete, are you there?
I can hear you.
Okay,
can
you're kind of get through. Yeah, I can hear you now.
I didn't do anything differently. I don't know.
Oh, I think you just cut out for a second there. But, yeah, I think they should do that. And I also think that they need to get rid of fucking weight cutting. You know, they shouldn't let – I don't think they should let people – cut weight, even though it does make for entertaining TV, like on The Ultimate Fighter. I don't know if you heard what happened on the other night's Ultimate Fighter.
Was that the one where the guy missed weight?
Well, there was a couple weeks ago. There was an episode where the number one fighter, number one pick, he was going to fight this other guy, and both of them were kind of heavy, but the other guy made weight, but this guy, he couldn't make weight, and he ended up quitting. Was like quite a while. He still had time to do it, but he just quit. And Dana got mad and kicked him out. And then he kind of hinted that he wanted the other guy to take another fight from one of the guys that lost. But the guy goes, yeah, I'd like to be the hero, you know, and fight and then this and that. But, you know, I don't think it's fair to me. So I'm going to take the bye like a pussy.
That's
but
smart.
I can understand why he did it. So this guy gets a bye to the next – he gets a bye to the semifinal, so he's got to fight one fight to get to the final. So a few weeks later, here comes this fight, and this guy is eating like shit
the whole time, and they're all chastising him about eating burgers and shit. And he's like, no, no, I'm fine. I always make the weight. Well, he's a little heavy going the night before. He wakes up. He goes straight to the gym, sauna, rubber suit, fucking salt baths, whatever. 3.5 hours, gets on the scale. He's fucking 5 pounds over.
Holy.
So
this is the guy.
So
who
he knows he ain't gonna. He knows he ain't gonna lose it in the 1 hour. So he quits. So Dana
right.
gets mad at him and kicks him off the show. And now the guy he was fighting, now he gets a buy into the final. So it's like, you know, two dudes on one season fucking missed weight like dumbasses.
Well, that's exactly what you are. You're a dumbass. It's a game within a game. And I've wrestled a lot, fought a lot, done jiu-jitsu tournaments a lot. Making weight is part of the game, you know. And it's a hard part. It's a fucking mental game. You know you can go back in that sauna and sweat more off, but you want to kill yourself. You hate life. And so anybody who's ever done it knows what those guys are feeling. And while you can say they're supposed to be professionals, whatever, sometimes your body just doesn't want to react, and so you can miss weight. That being said, you got one chance. You better make that fucking weight. So I have no sympathy.
Uh-huh.
What would you do
and
to eliminate weight cutting?
Uh-huh. And then what was funny is after, like, the guy got kicked off, Rhonda's so disappointed or whatever that she decided she's going to just for no reason at all cut to her fighting weight in 24 hours to show her teammates that you can do it if you don't give up or something. So she actually weight cutted it for cut 20 pounds in a day just for nothing. And it happened to be when the day that they were doing the coaches challenge, which was like rock climbing.
Yeah.
And she started off with like a big lead, and then Misha started to kind of like catch up. And when she saw her like kind of catching up, she's like, fuck this. So she kind of put it in gear and got there and rang the bell. And it was a real high rock climbing thing. So after she rang the bell, they're both like, what do you call it when they're lowering them back down?
This belay?
They're descending on their, like, straps, their harness or whatever. And fucking Rhonda just turns to Misha. Like, they're just, like, 4 feet away. She turns to her, shoots her the finger, and she's like, fuck you, bitch. It was awesome. I can't wait for their fucking fight, man. I hope Rhonda fucking kills her.
Yeah, I think she will.
Oh,
did she make her arm?
The what?
Did she make the weight? Did she make the weight
she
was trying to make?
She got down to her fighting weight in like one day, which is...
That's bullshit. I'm calling shenanigans on that. No way. You don't just cut 20 pounds.
I think it was only 20 pounds.
I'm still calling shenanigans, man. I mean, unless you bet...
Oh, you're cutting out again. Yo, can you hear me? Stupid.
Your body for it. And it takes like a week. That I'm calling some fucking camera trick shenanigans.
Well, Dave had wrote something about it, I think, on one of the updates or something. But
I didn't read it. But are you going to go to that show?
I wish I would. I really need to save everything up for Mania and then Vegas in July, but I kind of want, just for that fight, I mean, that's really the only thing I want to see is that one.
So I guess you've lifted your UFC boycott?
Only if it's Ronda fighting.
Ah, okay.
And even Ronnie said that he understood that.
Who would you rather fuck, Ronda or Brie Bella?
Actually, Nikki Bella.
Well, that's not the option.
Yeah, that's a tough one, actually. I think Rhonda. I'll take Rhonda.
Yeah, she's probably been ran through less.
And according to your... To your boy, I think he said Nikki Bella might be the biggest slut of all.
Is that the one with Cena? Nikki?
Yeah, that's the one with the big tits.
I just said one. I just took a guess. I don't fucking remember which one it was with who. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd want to fuck anybody after John Cena fucked him, because he's quite a whore himself.
Didn't he used to pick up fat chicks and fuck them?
Probably.
I heard there was like some like just to make everyone laugh, he'd go and pick up a fat chick and then he'd go and fuck her.
That sounds about right. I mean, he's a fucking football player. I don't know. That's what they do. They conquer the large.
But if I'm not mistaken, didn't Batista like run through everybody too?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, seems likely.
I know he stole Melina away for like a little while from John Morrison, and then she went crawling back to him after that, and he took her back like a dumbass.
Yeah. Well, as a rule, I don't think I would. I don't think I'd ever try to get involved seriously with any of the divas.
Yeah, they don't seem to like
the only
relationship.
One would be Natty. Natty, I'm sure, is faithful to TJ. They've been together forever.
Yeah, haven't they been, like, together since they were, like, 10 or something? Some weird fucking, like, middle school. Now you're in high school. They're, like, middle school fucking boyfriend and girlfriend. Some shit like that.
Yeah, I think probably 14 or 15.
I love the one. There's going to be an episode of Total Divas where apparently Natty's working out with Fandango and TJ's working out with Eva Marie, and they just keep going back and forth, getting jealous at the other one and talking shit. Like, TJ's yelling at Fandango that, you know, we're married, right? And Fandango's, like, training without his shirt on, so then TJ gets mad, so he takes off his shirt. And so then Natty gets mad because he doesn't have his shirt on training with Eva Marie. It's just pretty hilarious.
That sounds awesome. I mean, the sad thing is that Tyson is one of the funniest fucking people on the planet, and he's incredibly charismatic, and he's an awesome wrestler, and they just do nothing with him. It's sad. I mean, I hope
he's awesome on Total Divas.
He's
awesome on Total Divas, dude. He's like the biggest dweeb on the show.
Yeah.
Like, there's one episode where she wants to, like, have this big wedding and so, and then his idea is just like, okay, we're going to make this right. We'll just go to the Justice of the Peace with nobody there, and then just he comes up with some pretty goofy stuff. But the sad part is, like, the first season, every time they were, like, together, they had their cat with them. And then they even took the cat to the wedding, and the cat had to wear a tuxedo. And then, like, a week or two after the wedding, the cat died.
The cat wore a tuxedo to the wedding and then died.
Yeah, a couple weeks later, but the cat ended up passing on.
They had that cat for a long fucking time. I've heard stories about that cat for a long time. Oh, well, I forgot his name.
Gizmo,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Now, since it is TJ's cat, and TJ, you know, used to work and team with Teddy, does the cat know, like, any, like, secret attack tricks? Like, supposedly, you know, Teddy Hart's supposedly training attack cats that he can use in a wrestling match?
He's still working on that, huh? I don't know.
That's what I hear.
That would be awesome. God bless Teddy Hart, but...
That'd be awesome.
Crazy.
Is like, he's fighting outside the ring, and he's kicking the shit out of his opponent, and he just grabs the tarp, and he lifts the tarp up, and about 12 attack cats come out and attack his opponent, dude. That'd be fucking money right there.
That would be that's a good gimmick there. The cat, crazy cat man.
Speaking of, like, crazy cat man, on my paper route, I go down this one street, and I only have one house on a Sunday, but I still have to go down this fucking street. And towards the end of it, it's more like a side street. There's only a few houses. It's a lot of, like, one side is basically, it's not the house, it's the back side where it's like the garage. It's weird. But there's this one garage, and there's this little tiny old lady. Like, this lady's got to be, like, fucking 90 years old, like, old, frail, hunchback. And basically she's always out there by her garage door, and she's always feeding her cats. And this bitch has, like, fucking 15 to 20 cats. So she's out there feeding all these different fucking cats. There's just, like, an army of cats outside this garage door. And if I'm not, well, I drive by every morning. It's like, sometimes I get scared they're all going to turn and attack me like the birds or something.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Cats are mean motherfuckers. They can sense when fucking people are, when like the host family like leaves and goes on vacation and they piss all over their shit because they're mad at them. That's just real.
Yeah. Yeah, cats are a trip. Oh, excuse me. But shit.
Did you listen to the Joe Rogan podcast where GSP said he was abducted by aliens?
No, I just heard about it. I don't think I've actually ever heard Joe Rogan's podcast.
What? How have you not listened to Joe Rogan's podcast? You'd love it. Maybe you wouldn't. It's a little too smart for you.
I like Joe Rogan, but at times he can be a smug little bastard.
Oh, totally. But who cares? Got great comedians on. You'd love Joey Diaz, man. Well, no, you're not nearly as charismatic.
I saw Joey Diaz open up for him in Vegas one year.
Yeah, he's great. Don't you like him?
Yeah, he was pretty funny. What made it even awesome is it was Joe Rogan, Joey Diaz opening, and it's me sitting next to Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez.
I think I heard the story. Yeah, I'm sure Dave was real thrilled. Joey Diaz talking about eating the monkey going down on Lucy Snowbush.
Yeah, he was talking about cocks and pussy a lot. And
it was very humorous
seeing what?
Hold on. All right, no, go ahead. Keep talking.
I said it was very humorous seeing Dave smirking at cocks and pussy jokes.
Somebody going there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got it up at the front.
The guy said that you had it.
Oh, no, the guy who left before me had it.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Sorry
about that. I'm clear.
I am trying to conduct business in my life while I'm talking to you.
Are you trying to arrange, like, a butt-fucking date later or something?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was like, all right, so what time is the butt-fucking going to start? To be honest, I'm on a National Guard base. And I have to, and I'm going to lift weights at the gym. And so I have to go get the key. I thought the gate was open, but it is not. So I have to go back to the start and get the key and come back. So anyway, it's exciting.
So you're basically just being stupid like always.
No, the guy told me that this guy who was in there had the key, and it turns out he didn't, so whatever. Anyway, no, you would love Joe Rogan's podcast. He talks about, well, I don't know how much, you only do weed. You don't do mushrooms or nothing, do you?
I do occasionally.
Yeah. Well, he talks all about psychedelic experiences. And what are your thoughts on conspiracy theories like 9/11 and shit? You don't really get into that, do you?
I don't think like 9/11 is a conspiracy, but I think like JFK is a conspiracy. I don't think one dude could do that by himself. But it all depends. I mean, you know, people can make convincing arguments, like when like the fucking Boston fucking
they
bombing.
They closed the gym door. They said a key was up here. Can I swat you for it? So who do you think did it then?
Which one?
There was more than one?
Yeah, I think there was more than one. I would imagine there'd have to be like three or four. Or at least two.
488-1370. Thank you. Well, I don't know. I feel like with conspiracy theories, like I believe the fucking government brought down the towers. I believe that. I believe they definitely played a part in it. And I believe there was more than one shooter. But, you know, good enough. We got Lee Harvey Oswald. We killed him. Put the blame on him. All right, moving on. That was fucking 50 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Let's worry about shit that's going on now. That's more my thought on conspiracy theories. Was why are we focusing on this one guy who was killed 50 years ago? I'm sure. Oh yeah, sure. Remember it and whatever. And let's try not to get Obama killed. But just lots of fucking effort and people just wasting time. What about? We are far more likely to get hit by a goddamn comet than have another 9/11. I don't know. We're just wasting time. That's my thought on the conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Yeah. And now that you can use your cell phone as you take off on an airplane, when do you think it'll be all right to take a water bottle to security?
Yeah, no shit. No fucking shit, right? Except when I was flying home from San Antonio. On the way there, all portable small electronics are allowed to be used now. On the way back from San Antonio, you may not use your small portable electronics. And the lady comes by and is like, you need to turn that off. I go, no, I don't. And she's like, yeah, you do. We haven't adapted that policy. I was like, you adapted the policy on the way in, but not the way out? So it's like...
Was it the same airline?
Yes, it's fucking United.
Huh.
Yeah, it was bizarre. I was like, no, I'm not turning this off. And she's like, yeah, you have to turn it off. And of course, my wife's like, yeah, turn it off. And I'm like, all right, fine, I'll turn it off. But I've been listening to my goddamn iPod every flight, every time. How many plane crashes have I been in? Less than three, all right? Two, maybe two and a half.
Yeah, I've always thought that was kind of stupid.
It's very stupid. Yeah, and the bottle of water thing, it's such a waste of time. What the fuck are we doing, people? Get your shit together. We are going to develop some sort of, like, water intestinal stomach disease from people just, like, before security. You just look to the side, left and right, and people are just chugging bottles of water. They're chugging Diet Coke. Like, oh, fuck, I forgot this bottle. Blah, 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 blah. And we're just chugging like we're chugging cock. It's just fucking ridiculous. In 10 years, doctors are going to see, like, distended stomach from overloading on water. Like, come on, people, what are we doing here? You know, I flew around Australia last year, and the guy, we flew into Australia, and we flew domestically, and so we were taking a domestic Australia flight, and I got my bottle of water out, and the guy at security looks at me and goes, how many bombs you got in that bottle of water? And I was like, what? He's like, what are you doing? You can bring that through. I was like, oh, thanks. He was fucking making a joke. He's like, you're taking your shoes off. How many bombs you got in your shoes there, mate? I was like, yeah, no shit. God damn it. You guys got it together. Meanwhile, I'm an idiot.
Right. Like, what really pissed me off is, like, when they started putting those new scanners, it's like, it's supposedly I heard that you either do the scanner or you get the pat down. So the first time
right.
I went through the scan, I had a thing, and they finally put a scanner in here in San Antonio, so I'm going through it, and I'm like, well, shit, I ship my brownies through the U.S. Postal Service. I didn't have anything on me, so I just said, all right, I'll do the scan. So I took the scan, and I still got patted down. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, that happens to me, because I usually wear warm-up pants when I go through. And so I got zippers on my warm-up pants on the feet. And so every time I go through the scanner, the guy then reaches down and grabs my ankles and feels around my ankles. And I think you must have something metal on.
No, I think it's you still, because I told the guy, I thought you didn't get a pat down. He's all, you don't get the big pat down.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, and I'm TSA pre-check. I'm pre-screened. I'm an international whatever. I got the highest security clearance you can get as a fucking private citizen. And sometimes I just don't get it for whatever reason, because they have to keep it random. Like, if I got TSA pre every time and I knew I was going to get it every time, then I'd be more likely, I guess, to bring something illegal on the plane. But if there's that 1% chance that I might not get it, then I still have to fucking be cautious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a numbers game. It's stupid. Like, why the fuck do you got us fucking... By the way, mailing your brownies is a federal offense. getting caught with them trying to get onto a plane, they're just going to throw them in the trash. So you're actually taking a bigger risk. It's probably easier, but federally, you could fuck yourself worse.
Yeah, dude, but there's no actual marijuana plant in the brownies. It's just the THC.
I understand the logic there. I'm just telling you, you're shipping them through federal mail, and what you should do is send them UPS. You guys are
actually
fucking
UPS.
Shit. You'll never...
UPS is making a lot of money. The post office is going broke. They ain't got time to be screening shit or hiring dogs.
Really?
Yeah, the post office is almost fucking bankrupt, dude. They don't give a fuck. I mean, you talk about employees that don't give a fuck, it's the post office. Whereas UPS...
Well, I'm not talking about...
UPS,
where
if you have a box... Like, if you have a UPS box with a pot and you don't, like, conceal it well enough, it's not going to get turned into a cop. It's going to get ripped open by someone who smells it and stolen from them.
How closely do they monitor that shit? I mean, what if you just opened and just rooted through shit? I mean, I feel like everything's got tracking on it now and shit. You got to scan it at every step. I mean, look, I ordered something from Amazon. It's scanned, you know, 14 different times, you know, into here, out of here, into here, out of here, into here, out of here, like a ton of times. Like, what's the monitoring operation?
Pretty much that. Like, it's scanned all the time. They have cameras everywhere. You have to go through security and metal. Like, you got to walk through the walk-through metal detector and then still get wand, unless you don't, if you still beat through the thing. But it's pretty...
What the fuck happened that mail became so dangerous? Is it the anonymity of it? Is it... I guess
that's
what
mail.
It is.
They don't want us stealing the shit. It's really what it is. Like,
I mean, but is that every job? Do they got cameras all over the place at McDonald's because they want people fucking pocketing filet of fish?
I think they're starting to do that now, actually. But to go back to the UPS, this is a couple years ago. I used to work with there was this one kid that worked there. He was about 18, 19, just a little hood, just a fucking punk from the hood, just a little skinny-ass fucking punk, dude, dumbass, ignorant, fucking little stupid shit. Anyway, he
Any
was wearing...
Any other superlatives you'd like to use?
Yeah.
Dumbass,
well, anyway,
punk,
he's
a little shit, faggot fuck.
Yeah. He had these work boots that, you know, the bottom is, like, falling apart. It's falling off. There's holes everywhere. I mean, these were the shittiest work boots you've ever seen. So the safety supervisor every day would come over and give him shit about needing to get new shoes. And they gave him shit for fucking weeks, and finally they ended up just starting to send him home for having unsafe shoes, right? So then he comes, he buys some new shoes, and he bought them about 3 or 4 sizes too big. And
I wonder why.
Right at this time, he got into shit with this one chick that was on her belt, this white bitch. Like she could be cool, but she could be a bitch. And they got into it,
those
and he told
bitches.
Her something like, he told her they got into it. She kind of told on him, and then he told her snitches get stitches. So they ended up moving him to this other little area, and whatever trailer he was in, he knew that there was jewelry getting shipped in that trailer, so he knew which boxes they were. So he was opening up the jewelry, and he was sticking in the toes of his extra large boots, right? So he started doing this, and this motherfucker was stealing a lot. I think he overall came out to like over $20,000. So, but after a while, you know, they realized that, okay, someone's stealing this shit. They realized it's coming from, like, our sword or whatever. So one day we're going through security, and it used to be if you just walk through the walk-through, and then, like, if you beep, they scan your, like, waist, whatever. If you just say, oh, I got steel toes, that's why it beeped, right? So they don't scan your shoe because it's going to beep. So anyway, so one day we're going to security, and they start telling everybody to take off their shoes. So this kid, he takes off his shoes, he puts them on the thing, he walks through the metal detector, and then he just hauls ass through the door to his car. And he takes off.
Oh, shit,
yeah. And then, He just left them there. So they checked, and all this fucking jewelry in there. So they had to call the cops and go. They went and arrested him at his house. And he stole over like 20 grand's worth of jewelry in a couple weeks.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, what y'all's old fault? Y'all made him get new boots. They would have fell out of his other ones if he would have tried that shit.
Damn. So I guess it's not that the mail is so dangerous, it's that the fucking scumbags that they hire to pay $7.50 an hour to do it are untrustworthy. And I know that's true. I used to work at Lowe's, and I used to check people out all the time, and I would just intentionally miss shit and not scan it out and just be like, beep, yep, you got it. $70 ceiling fan, yep, fuck it, I missed it. Or like the barcode, what the fuck? No, not barcode.
Barcode.
Jesus, I'm a retard. The barcode would be off the piece of lumber, and I'd be like, who cares? Just let them go through it. And I wasn't even, like, it would have people I didn't even know. I would just let them just walk out with shit because I hated Lowe's, and I just hated working there.
That's funny.
I've
seen people get fired for stealing stupid shit at UPS. There was one guy, he got fired for stealing he opened up a box of Swiss or Sweets and just had, like, all these fucking cigars in his socks, And someone had knocked them off. Because you can get up to, like, $5,000 if you stood somebody off for stealing. So he, dumbass, told somebody, so someone told, they called the number, and when they were waiting for him at security, they know exactly who to search. So they searched the dude, and he had all these fucking, he got fired for stealing cigars. And then this other dumbass,
dude,
he got a copy of
a dumb kid. Go ahead.
The what?
I said, you need to get some dumb kids. You need to hire them, tell them how to steal, and then turn them in. You'd make a killing.
Right? I know. I should start thinking about doing that. This one friend of mine, he was stupid. He stole the DVD of Freddy vs. Jason. But he didn't DVD. He didn't take the DVD. He took the fucking box, dude, and the box has that fucking thing in there. The little strip in there that fucking goes off with the metal detector. So they wand him, and it beeped, and he's like, oh, it's my bun. He's like, no, it wouldn't beep like that. So they ended up fucking finding the fucking DVD, but fucking Jason versus Freddy, and the dude fucking lost a good job over that. Fucking. There was this one black supervisor. He was a supervisor. And he would go, and he would get the laptops, and he would go outside, because there's not, like, a lot of people who are outside, so on that side of the building. So he'd just go over to the fence, and he'd throw it over the fucking fence, dude, and then he'd just go back during the day, because there's no one really there during the day, and he would just pick them up. Well, one time he did that, and the dumbass dropped his cell phone. So they found his cell phone. You know, they realized that they were being stolen. They found his cell phone, so he got fucking fired for that. So it's like, it always seems like they fucking catch the person who is stealing. Like, I remember when I first worked there, they had the area next to mine, the supervisor was rerouting packages to his house, and he was actually giving most of the shit to this chick supervisor who was pretty hot. But basically they had the UPS Gestapo come, and they basically interviewed everybody. And I remember this one dude, he got so scared, he literally came out of the office, tears running down his face, crying like a little bitch. But, you know, they ended up finding out that it was the one guy and fired him. So it's like, it's not really worth it, I don't think.
No, hell no, it's not worth it. I mean, what are you going to do? Even if you steal that $20,000 worth of fucking jewelry, is it really worth it? Now, granted, when I was 17 and a half and I worked at National Supermarkets and I used to damage the cases of beer, and you'd have to put them in the damage pile, which is out the back door around the corner, and those ended up in the back of my car, that was worth it. I mean, that was worth losing $4.50 an hour to provide beer for me and my fucking dumb buddies when I was 17. That was worth it.
Now, when you were stealing the prime ribs off of people's plates,
at wherever you worked, would that have been worth getting fired over?
That wasn't stealing. That was they were done with their prime rib, had only taken a bite because they were, you know, some 11-year-old fucking snotball kid at a country club, and their parents ordered them the prime rib, you know, because all the food is free. They just pay their membership fee, and so when they come in, they just there was like three things you could order. You could order like the prime rib, the veal, or the chicken, or something. That was it. So it was one of those three things. So kids would always get steak, and these kids. You know, it was like a 12-ounce big hunk of prime rib. And, you know, they'd be like, man, I don't want it. Ah, it's gross. Ah, nah. And so the parents would be like, ooh, take this away from my, you know, my snobbish boy. And I'd just be like, all right. And I'd fucking put that shit in my pocket, walk out to the server's room, and just wolf it down. It maybe had a little lint on it after my pocket, but, you know, so be it.
And then you probably, did you have a lot of blood on your pocket? Because usually prime rib's kind of bloody.
Yeah, you know, I'd shake it off once or twice, you know, maybe give it a rinse under the sink. But I would probably said I ate half my weight in bread and meat every day I was there. And so I was only getting like $4.50, plus they weren't allowed to tip you because there was no tips. No, nobody dealt in cash. It was just a country club. Like I said, they just paid their monthly membership fee, and then everything was basically comped. So
yeah.
You'd never get a fucking cent for a tip, and you'd never get any respect. So I was like, eh. Going to eat, and we did.
All right, fuck it. Cool. Well, we've already gone off our live feed here, and I didn't do the plugs, so Stevie's probably going to get mad. So let me do them right now. Everyone check out angrymarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at angrymarks.com, along with a lot of other shows at angrymarks.com. You can also download and stream our show at blogtalkradio.com/Cotrere and older shows at blogtalkradio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo or Ed in San Antonio, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio. Like Evan Gordon follows me on Twitter.
You can follow me at Abort Theocracy. That is Abort Theocracy. Follow me there. It's not really my website, but it's all about keeping religion out of fucking women's lives and taking away the right for them to have an abortion. And fuck Texas, fucking idiots making those stupid-ass rule about making doctors have to be able to have admittance. Anyway, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I just know. The only thing I know is that some lady fucking politician filibustered that when they were trying to pass it or something.
Wait, so are you pro-abortion?
No, I'm just saying I just heard about that. I'm actually pro-abortion,
yeah. Yeah, of course, because you're a normal, rational human being. I mean, you're not normal, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Weed and abortions for all.
Well, at least weed for all. Right. I mean, abortions just is,
miniature,
you know.
American flag for all. All right. All right, Doc, thanks for having me on the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Yeah, man. Give me a call anytime, and you know, I'll be here for another 8 more months. If we extend another year, I'll try to get you over here.
Where y'all moving to?
It's still 100% up in the air. We got to wait to see if it. You know, I really have no answers for you. So
why don't you try moving to Antarctica? I think you'd like it there.
I want to go there. Shut up. I want to go there. I want to get to every
continent.
You just
want to go on a vacation. I'm talking about you need to go and live there.
Yeah, I would. I'd do it for 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I'm not staying there forever. I like being tan, son. All right, fuckface. I'll talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
We'll talk to everybody next week. Everybody will be back next week, hopefully, and we'll have a show on Black Friday. So we will talk to everybody then, and talk to everybody next week.
Good game,